Yeah, I was wondering why they had the gates down. It's all closed down. They got all the streets closed. And I saw the smoke. They got it under control, but they got a lot of people here.
Well, that's one good thing about having the kind of infrastructure we have. You know, people show up in large numbers and deal with it.
I thought it was a house fire, but they say it's the station itself. That's where it looked like it was coming from. It's the end of the line. It's the last station.
Well, you never know these days. I mean, I don't know if it's air conditioned or something, or electrical, or other. But, interesting to know.
I'm one of those guys that likes to chase fire engines. Whenever there's police activity, I'm always on the scene taking pictures.
All right, yeah, nothing wrong with that. Maybe you could sell them to News 12 or something.
Nah, it's all right. I just do that out of curiosity.
Yeah, it's amazing what's really going on around us when you really, like, I know people listen to what's going on with police and fire all day long.
Yep, it's true.
Oh, I do feel sorry for the police this day and age. No, they got it tough.
Yes, there'll be a lot of pain.
Hard time understanding you. Yeah, it's like there's no respect for the law anymore. You know, they're not outright shooting them or throwing water on them. They're, you know, doing something else. And, you know, for the acts of a tenth of a percent, you know, just insane.
Yeah, can you hear me better now? I was talking too close.
W2OSR. So loud, Andy.
Yeah, maybe when I get home, I'll see if I can adjust this thing. I gotta print out the manual on this. The service manual, find out where the adjustments are.
That tonight.
What kind of radio is it?
ADI.
Hey, you lost me there. I know mine has so many menus and submenus. I didn't even know this had, gain control on the mic, but it does.
Yeah, well, I know what Andy's using. The ADI is an older radio, so there's probably a deviation adjustment that's most likely what you're going to have to tinker with, Andy.
Yep, I just have to find out where it is.
Hey guys, I'll sit on the side because I'm still finishing my lunch, but you both have a nice day. Kitty to Ganage.
All right, Charlie, enjoy your lunch. I'm almost home, but I heard you talk, so I figured I'd stop in and say hello.
Okay, guys, see you later. I am parked. W8CDL.
All right, we're all reaching destinations at about the same time, or activity. Take care, guys. W2OSR.
You're back a lot today.
Yeah, I went to the store. So, now I was told it was not the station. Although it looked like it was coming from the station. Apparently it was a house. But they got the streets blocked off anyway.
House fire is never a good thing. You can't stop them.
Yes. Once they start, they don't stop.
Some people don't realize that a wood frame house, especially the really old ones, would last. They just go up like there's no way.
Yep, that's true.
Andy, unfortunately, I was only like half a mile from my next stop, so I got to park and get in here. So you have a good day. KD2 KNH clear.
Okay, Charlie. See you later. WA2 CDL.
W2VL repeater.
That's a little quick Comanche. So we have a ground on the airplane at Republic, so I have some work to do. So Richard, I'm ashamed of you. In the sense of many years, expect an apology of a goddamn line mark, okay?
WB2 QEQ listening. YMX, if I got it right, WB2 QEQ.
Roger, WB2 QEQ. No, it's Kilo Delta 2 India November X-ray. I got a lot of windows open, copy.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that too clearly. Leave it that as it is. Anyway, WB2 QEQ. My QTH is Floral Park, Long Island. Are you mobile?
Roger. Just approaching the William Floyd Parkway. It's this is Kilo Delta 2 India November X-ray.
Okay. KD2 Delta MX. I didn't get it. I'm sorry. I got to change an antenna here. Hang in there. Maybe I'll be right back. Hold on. WB2 QEQ.
Roger. Okay. On the side.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Station?
K2RB. I know you.
I know you. How you been?
Pretty good, Rick. No problem. Just taking care of business, you know? Usual stuff.
We're hanging in there also. Very proud of the job my wife has been doing, saving people's lives, so I guess that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's what it's about. No doubt about that. Hope she's feeling all right. Yeah, we're just heading east.
You going out to eat?
I think I hit the push-to-talk button. I think I did not get you.
Oh, am I breaking up or am I having a problem? Because I just replaced the antenna, and if I'm breaking up or something's not right, let me know.
You sound as funny looking as you look.
That's all I care about. I was talking to Brian about 2 weeks ago, and he says I'm breaking up like crazy, so I went and I checked the antenna and the mount, and sure enough, the whole thing was all corroded, so I got a new one, so I was kind of hoping it would be okay.
You sound fine. No problem at all. Where are you now?
Actually, I'm just pulling into the driveway. Went out and did a little shopping. So we've been keeping busy with the radios, and Marilyn has been working untold numbers of hours. But, you know, she's doing her thing, and very proud of how she's handled her facilities. They're not part of that whole group. Matter of fact, that one Isabella that had 100 deaths in it, her facility is like two blocks away, and you know they had a few, but not too many. And now they're testing the staff every twice a week, so she's still negative, thank God. And you know it's been a tough grind, and I'm sure we all have been going through it. So now that things are quieting down a little bit, maybe I'll get on to DMR.
Oh, that's always a good thing to do. I'm on there fairly often. I'm just trying to get through Atlantic Avenue here in Baldwin. You know where I am. And there's too many slow-moving, rolling roach motels in front of me.
Boy, up here in Glen Cove, there's hardly anybody on the roads. It's amazing.
You're lucky. I got all these cockroaches that are afraid to drive. It's like 0 to 60 in 2 months, you know?
No, we don't have that here. But it's been very interesting. You know, I've gone out, I've gone shopping, I wear my mask, I wear my gloves, and we got more masks in the house and gloves in the house that we know what to do with. And from day one, Marilyn, she was up one Sunday night till 2 o'clock in the morning getting stuff for the facility, so... That's called dedication, but, you know, she's been around 34 years in the industry, so everybody knows her, so she's been pretty successful with that. And but the only ones that are driving her crazy is between New York State and the CDC, 2,000 reports a week. And, you know, let them take care of their patients instead of all this reporting that they need. But a lot of facilities did not report accurate, and I guess that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty sad that people are not reporting accurately. You know, lives are at stake, and there's too much at risk. Anyway, yeah, so I finally made it through the traffic jam. Now I got to get to the highway because I got to be in Dix Hills by 3.
You should make it. It's going to be close, but you... No. Yeah, no, you'll make it into Dix Hills by 3, that's for sure. So, let me run. Got home. I got to bring in the perishables. We just went to shopping and got some goodies tonight for dinner. And some ice cream, and we don't want that to melt. So, send my regards to the entire family. You guys are really... you're expanding there. And hopefully everybody's okay, and Yeah, I know it's got to be a little tough on the DJ business right now, but hopefully that will open up soon. And 2ION K2RB.
Roger, and definitely hello from me to your family as well. And wish Marilyn my best. And I'm just been busy spending a lot of time with the grandchildren, but it's been a lot of fun. Yesterday we were all in my backyard barbecuing, and the kids had a little blow-up pool, and, you know, we're doing the right thing for them. We're making my backyard camp for grandchildren.
Okay, oh, that's great. Hold on, I didn't let it drop. Okay, yeah, no, that's great, that's great. We're still waiting to get the all clear from the Connecticut contingent. The wife's a doctor, so there's always that concern, but they're very concerned because Marilyn's working in a nursing home, but, you know, again, she's doing her things, and three tests so far, she's been negative, so I guess she's okay. Be good. Best to everyone, and have a good one. And maybe we can pull off it. Maybe you guys can pull off a picnic this summer. Maybe. I'm not sure. We'll see how things go. And 2ION K2R, be clear.
Hi, Rick. Well, I was waiting for a permit from the park. I haven't gotten it as of yet, so I will inquire and see if that's going to be allowed, because we don't know. Anyway, you have a good one. And 2ION, I'm here. I'm listening. 2ION, W2OSR.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Too much. Just hopped in the car to move it so my wife can get out, and I heard your voice.
Well, it's great to be heard. What can I say? How you doing?
It's better to be heard than not to be heard.
I'm wrestling with the thing again. I think it's an IP conflict. I'm not sure. I just have a code plug with one channel in it, a TAC 310 channel, and that's all. That and my hotspot, and I can't get them talking to each other.
Who is that?
I think we doubled. Go ahead.
What's the call sign?
Whiskey 2, Bravo Zulu, W2BZ.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Bob, been kind of running around doing a lot of stuff and like that with the family and that kind of thing. I don't know, maybe you can help this W2BZ. I have no clue what he's talking about. N2ION.
I'm not sure, but if he's mentioning code plugs, he's dealing with DMR. Anyway, I was just getting back out of the car to go trim my grass, so I wish the gentleman luck. Hopefully he'll find somebody that can answer his question. W2OSR is clear.
You guys, I saw one of you guys was with the DMR. Maybe that was the guy who signed. So, again, the name is Rich, and the call is Whiskey 2 Bravo Zulu, and we're in Riverhead going through the Zelda machine. So, thanks anyway, guys. 73. Have a beautiful day.
N2ION, WB2YMC.
Yes, young man. Where are you?
I'm on the chopped up northern state. Gonna go pick up the XYL. All right, we got you straightened out. The worst week of the year, your AC had a break.
Yeah, right? Isn't that unbelievable? It's Murphy's Law, I guess.
Yep. All right. You must have gotten hit with something, because I tell you, it wiped out the contactor, it wiped out the transformer, and it wiped out the capacitor. That's a dual capacitor. It does the compressor and the condenser fan motor. So it either had a brownout or a voltage or something. I don't know. For all three things to blow like that, that was bad. You really broke that thing bad.
Oh, I didn't break it, but yeah, I understand what you mean. We didn't have any other issues in the house, so I'm not sure what the heck that was about. You know, everything else is okay. I guess it'd be what it'd be.
And we took care of the capacitor. Man, when you, I give you good stuff, Jeff, and you go and break it on me.
Yeah, that's my job.
Turn right after 2 miles.
That's my job, no doubt about it. I'm just over here trying to make it up the Murder Brook. It seems like the slow rollers are out already. It's too early for them.
I'm very glad to see that they're working on the northern state. It is so bad. The pavement is so bad over there. And they're finally starting to repave it. I just want to say hi for a minute. I got to pick up the boss here in New Hyde Park and then shoot back home. Everything else is good. All right. Keep cool, young man. WB2YMC.
Oh, it's nice and cool in the car, and that's where I am, so I'm not complaining. The house was good, though. No problem. I'll talk with you soon. Give my best. And to IOM, I'm clear.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Yes, stop people off.